Sivkofen Hay. So anything needed for this meal, even the dessert, may be prepared before the meal, close to the meal, Sivkofen Hay. Says an interesting Mishnah Brura, V'im kavanosoi kidei sheishtayer gam achasuda. A person's preparing a fruit platter for dessert, and he plans to make more than necessary, so be able to have not just enough for Shabbos morning, also to have enough for Shabbos Shuddos. And he's doing this just before Shabbos morning meal. He wants to be able to have fruit during the afternoon, or fruit for Shabbos Shuddos. Chayev Chatos! All the extra which is being selected, not for this meal, Chayev Chatos. There's no hesed like Marbe Shiurim or anything like that, you know. Since I'm anyway doing some for this meal, I can do more. No such thing. However, if you prepare a salad for this meal and there's some left over, that doesn't matter, because you've selected that which you selected was done on good trust, because you wanted to plan to eat whatever you selected, the entire item for the meal. The Poskim say, I think the Ben Ish Chai writes, that you don't have to scrimp, or skimp is the word.
What is
scrimp?
Scrimp is the word.
Thank you. It's also skimp.
What does it mean?
It means to be very. One doesn't have to be careful and only select the exact minimum he's going to need for the meal. Let's say he has visitors, and a lady has visitors, you want to make sure there's plenty, enough, which is more than just what they're going to need. You want to make sure that it doesn't look. You're shortchanging them. You've just made enough.
You mean so, the percentage of food available?
That's right. Let's say you know only 50% of the food has been available, but you want to make choice, you want to make selection, you want people to feel they can eat whatever they want. So all that is considered necessary for this meal. It's not, and although you'll know inevitably there's going to be left over for Shalosh Shuddos, so Dash L'Shif, that doesn't matter, because it was all needed for this meal, albeit perhaps not all to, it was not all going to be eaten, but it was all needed in order to set this meal and to ensure that this meal was suitable for the people who are there. Okay. Right. Sivkotan wool. Vafiru achirim oichlimim oisho. You can even select for other people. Ratzolayim as sivkotan vav. To echad yachol livra. One person can select. Ad kol b'nei asuda. For all the family members. For anybody's eating. For ein b'zebashon b'yre. This is not an issue of b'yre. To derech achili. That's how people prepare food. It's for everybody who's going to be eating. Vafiru ein oichl b'yatzmi klaldi moim. Gam ken shor. Even if he's not eating at all with them. It's also permitted. It's selecting for others who are going to eat now. You're going to ask me, the Ramah said the word imoy. Huh? Did you see the word say the word imoy? Huh?
Yes.
But afilu acherim oichlim imoy. Yeah? Which implies only if the person is also eating with them, they're eating with him. That word is not to be taken at face value. Can prepare for people whoever's planning to eat now, that's fine, even if you're eating with them. Now what about to prepare food for your animals, if you have any animals and the animal's food is mixed with other items, and obviously you want to take oichum and apsoiles, you're not using a keli, but is that considered samach l'suda because the animals are eating? So I can hear Baskel saying that's okay. Obviously, the Baskoil Ben Koil knows the Bialocha here, Kadelechel Alta. You see the Ben Kadelechel Alta? Kadelechel Alta, you got it? The Bialocha, the second Bialocha down, just the one liner. Are you not having the Bialocha? But I feel a Beira Rat Kadelechel, the Behemo, Oifus, the Alta, Gam Kain Shori. Even just to prepare for the animals, is also fine. Right. Sivkotan Zion, Liv Rahayorok. Now, we're discussing here a mixture of lettuce leaves. Some of them are edible, healthy, and some of them are damaged. So the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch, told us you must remove from this bowl only the good ones from the bad ones, obviously, and you do it with your hand, and it must be done. Samach l'suda. says the Mishmarus of Cotton Zayin, the Dafka Boifen Zeh, Tav Ochem and Apsodis will only remove the good lettuce leaves from the bad lettuce leaves. Avaloil Hepuch, not to remove the bad lettuce leaves from the good lettuce leaves. Little Ha'avlim Ham of Foshim, now to remove the bad ones, the damaged ones, from the good ones, is Boyd Apsodis from Ochem V'chayim. Now, this is a very important point. There's different types of mixtures. Sometimes you can have a mixture of an item which is good and an item which is completely inedible. For example, bad leaves which you can't eat at all or very difficult to eat. You know, nobody would eat them, generally speaking. And good leaves, that is considered a mixture min ha-Torah. And therefore, to make a selection in such a mixture is prohibited min ha-Torah. So sometimes you can have good leaves which are mixed in a bowl with not such good leaves, leaves which you'd only eat when under pressure. You know, if you'd have nothing else, you'd eat them, but they are edible. That's considered a tarubus midrabono. That's only considered mixed midrabono, and to select from that mixture is only an isidrabono. Therefore, Mishnah Brura says, among the first wide line, Mishnah Brura, even if the leaves are not absolutely inedible, they are edible at a push. Push comes to shove, edible. I feel lucky. Nevertheless, yesh isa levar midrabonon. Midrabonon may not make such a selection. To mechse kaboyer says when oichem that midrabonon looks like boyer, and therefore it may not be done. Said Mishmar of Kochm Ches min ha'olin. For I didn't simply because I'm not fond of kidneys. Yesh apirus v'yesh b'em tolam u'fashim you have. Nuts, you have beans, you have other fruit, and some of them are inedible. It's considered a mixture. One has to be careful how one makes a selection. Peiros of fruit, they fall on the ground, they mix with earth and stones. Only to select with one's hands. Rak mashasarach v'esodah, also only what one needs to eat now. Not more than one plans to eat now. But Gamizor, and of course, the third tonight, Sheyivra Dafka Hoychem Napsoilis. We have to take that item which one needs, rather than removing the item which one doesn't need. Psoilis Min Ha'oichel. And as I mentioned to you before, that the discussion here with leaves is a discussion of mixture of leaves in a bowl. If, however, you have bad leaves on the outside, let's say, of a lettuce, and you want to remove those bad leaves to be able to eat the lettuce inside. So that is permitted, although one is removing the bad from the good. Nevertheless, it's considered permitted because that is the way this item is expected to be eaten. Like peeling an orange, that's right. That's the way the item is expected to be eaten, provided it's done straight away and it's done with one's hand. It's permitted, it's still considered a derech achila. And that the Bi'alocha points out, the important Bi'alocha, if you can just have another quick peep. Bi'alocha said, Min Ha'ayin Hamu Foshin, about four Bi'alochas down, about nine lines down. Nine lines down the Bi'alocha, Min Ha'ayin Hamu Foshin. So Bi'alocha, but even Breira Yizuya Shchilok, he's discussing these leaves. Dim him Olim Ufrodim, if its leaves are independent of each other, Yavarah Hatayim Yenecha Mush Foshin, then one selects the good from the bad. Which Gosma Gan Avram, the Ramos told us, Aval, him him Klochim, if they're like a stalk, Kagun Chazeres, like lettuce, Sha'alin Mibachutim Ufoshim, if you have a lettuce which is still attached, and the external leaves are inedible, then one may actually remove the bad external leaves to have a kemesa klipolotich leoichatich, which is considered removing the bad item in order to get to a good item inside, like peeling. And the Bi'alocha says, "Delav derech breira rak b'sachin hamachal," considered fixing the oichel rather than an act of correcting the psoiles. I'm going to do one more seif, and then we're going to have a very important point to add. Sif Beis, but it's a very important point I must add at the end after Sif Beis. Important point. Haboyer, said the Shulchan Aruch, somebody who selects Oich Mitech of Tzoyed, it's good from the bad, Biyodah with his hand, Lanicha, Afilu B'Lebiyem, but he's doing it not for the present time, he's doing it for later in the day. Naisa Kaboyer, that's an act of Boyer, which is a professional act of Boyer, which is not Derech Achila, and V'chayev and Hon has transgressed an Issa Boira. It's a Boira Le'oitza, meaning a Boira which is just to store an item for later, not for eating now. Tivkot and Tess, Eichel Tichel B'Soides. The B'Soides Metoich Eichel, to remove bad from the good. I feel like Alta Chayev, one can't do so even for straight away, Kitkameh, as we'll see later, we've learned this already. Mashakos of B'Yodah, who had done Kanein V'Tamchoi, even to use an item which is a Kanein V'Tamchoi, an unusual an item which is not designated for Breira, it's also a Chiev if one does so, La'achazman. So here you see, that's the point that I said before. Kanoin v'tamchoi doesn't just mean it's kilachayad. If kanoin v'tamchoi meant kilachayad, then even if you did it lachas man, it would only be asum drabonon. That's not the point. Kanoin v'tamchoi, the nekuta is, the point is that it's not an item which is generally used for breda if it's asum la'atzera, but if you do psoes min la'oichel, you're going to be chayiv because you're taking psoes min la'oichel. Sivkot and yod, that was all part of the brackets which we said before, so if you didn't chap the brackets before, it doesn't matter if you didn't chap that. Sivkot and yod, nice, huh? The to select for later on in the day is a forbidden act of boire. The roi vinyoni breira hul alachas man, generally during the week, a simple act of selection is done for later on. The le'alta, for now, deep now, derech machul liver ha'uchim afsoides b'sachila, a person would take that which he wants from that which he doesn't want, ha'uchim afsoides. Also derech livra, b'chol dava afir b'yodoi, if it's done as a professional activity, could also be done with his hand, but it's still prohibited because it's done l'achazman b'choshkin, but it's a kli, it's also, of course, it's also because then he transgressed both things, it's l'achazman and it's with a cane. El adim will borrow b'lachav k'far, if he's using, however, a keli which is designated for it, l'ishu b'sos an oichel, d'min k'mil s'l'shem b'reli, afil al t'chayev. So the Mishnah Berurah is telling us that, again, he's reiterating that to use a keli, l'achav k'far is also, b'sos an oichel is also. And then, and that those two also, even if it's done for straight away. So again, the Shulchan Aruch is telling us this boyer may not be transgressed la'achas man. Mishnah Berurah is adding, of course, if you're doing it for straight away, it's also if you're doing it either with a keli or you're doing the person removes the psoes from an oichel, as we've seen already. Sivkot and yodalef for chayev to make a breira for later on in the day is a chiyev on Shabbos. Okay, therefore says the Mishnah Berurah, Yeshadon should be careful. Mashanegim oedim rochin apasolim b'chaymes. There's an old Jewish Ashkenazic custom to eat onions with prepare onions and vinegar. Le'ezer tikkun machal suda shlishis. We use it specially for suda shlishis special. What do they do? A boyin ha'olam must be careful not to remove the even before removing the good leaves. Hatoivim min hakmush namutulam from the bad leaves. Yeah, that's fine taking the good from the bad, but be careful. Should he ask that aksamochla? So the one, it may only be performed close to when a person is beginning to eat. He gave his own, should also be careful. Of course, one should never remove the bad from the good, even if it is tamach l'suda, k'moshu k'savnis v'kotten zayin. And therefore, because of this, no shilta gibayim kosh v'shuk t'bayim right, the noag l'hochin zemi erev Shabbos, it should be prepared before Shabbos. The kosh l'zor b'inini abrira, because it's difficult not to affect the selection when one's preparing this item, unless one plans to prepare it just before the suda, and take l'ichel v'psoiles, it should be done before Shabbos. And similarly, in fact, it's quite obvious also, for example, if the betzolim, the onions, are mixed with other fruit, not just the peeling of the betzolim, but if the... not just the preparation of the betzolim, if it involves the peeling, for example, the betzolim, it has to be done samach l'suda, but even, let's say, the selection of those betzolim, if it's mixed with other fruit and veg, has to also be done just close to the eating of the food item. That's obvious, it's all act of selection. Yeah, so therefore Shulchan Aruch told us to either prepare before Shabbos or prepare it just before the Suda, taking Oichum and Apsoides. Somebody's careful to do it before Shabbos, a blessing will be on his head. Says Eli Rabba, Mikol Mokim, a blessing, Limchas, we had Makilim, Lechim, and Shabbos, you can prepare it on Shabbos. Just be careful to take the Oichum from the Apsoides. Now, a very important point, which seems to be overlooked by the Mishnah Berurah, is what is called samach l'suda. How close to a meal is considered close to the meal? Or how close to the eating of the item or the usage of the item is considered close enough? There won't be a transgression of boira. So I think the Moshe writes, as you're saying, and which we're used to this, that this idea of boira alta means a person's is doing a selection in the amount of time, which is generally the time, the preparation time, just before a meal. If you have a normal Shabbos meal, that takes, let's say, an hour to prepare, to set the table and to prepare everything. So then, anything done within the hour is considered boira samach l'suda. It's interesting, the Chofetz Chaim doesn't give us any clear guidance on this, at least not in Hilchos Boira. There's a little mashmois in Hilchos Yom Kippur, believe it or not, but otherwise there's no real guidance here. The Rav Moshe writes, as we're saying, the boira samach l'suda is anything which is done just before a suda. Similarly, that's many poskim say like this, Rav Falkler learns like this as well. And it would appear from the stima of the Mishnah Berurah, the fact he doesn't give a sort of, if you don't mind, thank you, the fact he doesn't give a fixed defined period of time, like half an hour or an hour, or it doesn't have any definition, so it would appear that he holds anything, also that he would also hold anything which is samach l'sud, is what we would call samach l'sud, whatever is generally needed in order to prepare for this meal, that's considered samach l'sud.
How many people you've got? You're sitting in shalashudas for 100 people, so you could say half an hour, you might need an hour, I don't know, I'm just giving you an example.
Right.
If you're only setting for 2-3 people,
yes,
you don't need a half an hour, you only need
if you're just peeling an apple, it also involves boiling, it has to be done samach l'sud, it takes 2 minutes.
Peeling an apple cannot be done with yarn, you can only do it with a keli, a knife.
We'll have to learn about how to peel the... let's say orange, if you exactly.
Yeah.
I can't peel
it. Right, Pinchas Aaron.
I once saw in the Indian part, in the peaches part of the Hamadiyah.
Yeah.
I saw someone had an idea of using a colander by underneath an ice bucket.
A colander?
A colander.
Colander?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To separate the ice from the water. So you'd have to do that on Shabbos.
Ice and water, you put it into a colander and the water drips through it.
As it defrosts.
Even though ice and water are made out of the same.
I think the liquid is becoming separate from the ice.
It's just awkward.
Yeah, no, ice and liquid is completely different. Somebody wants to have ice, doesn't want water. Somebody wants water, doesn't want
water.
Ice.
That's
considered.
Yes.
Yeah, but there the brayer is being done because he just wants the colour of the egg. Yeah. I would have thought that's boira because ice and water might be intrinsically the same thing, H2O. Is that right? But you want the completely different purposes.
I have a similar you've cotton zayin.
Yes.
Cotton zayin seems to imply that you're talking about things which are clearly not oichana. But in fact, if you have two different fruits, which are both of them very edible and very instantly edible, like you said, raisins and nuts, it's boira to separate the raisins and the nuts.
If you only want
one of them.
How do you know that?
Well, we're going to see it.
Because we'll see tomorrow.
Yeah.
It says it explicitly in the first
I didn't comment on that because we haven't come to it.
That's
yet.
Right. We'll see tomorrow.
It says it explicitly in the first Sa'if.
Name
of
Yeah, he says Mimbimino.
I would have thought a colander is called a cable shemata.
Why you like a plate? It's similar to a plate.
A plate is a plate.
No,
we need to spar him. The Taz says so. The Taz Mechadash applies to spar him. The Archa, who knows Sameach holds it doesn't, but then accept it. Any other item which is not food, yeah, but the post can say, but Sameach, I think, to disagree.
The
Taz.
Be careful not to.
The place can take on like this. Yeah,
but how about. Sorry? Is that like a hammer?
Yeah.
Now, the three conditions that I understood, that if you are picking up things from collection, or it should be done by hand, and for the same sa'udah. Now, these are the conditions, right?
And to take the good from the bad.
Yeah, this is what I mean.
Yeah.
Now, there are a few things. I see sometimes people, they have a spoon. When I go, people want to give me meat in the children, I don't want meat. So what they do is, what they do is, they have a spoon with big holes and they take things. So they take the preferable from the gravy or from the meat. Is this mutar?
It's a very good question. We'll have to come to Kaili. We'll learn. But Ezra Hashem, we will learn about Kaili.
Okay, this is one. Second thing, about choosing the books, why should this be Brera?
Why should it not be Brera?
Why?
It's a mixture. If the book, I'm not discussing books on a shelf.
A big pile,
you know, like you come in sometimes into this room.
Why should you have them
see
in
a big pile?
You have them in fine.
So we're not.
No.
Tell you why.
Now you have all Mishnah Bruras, and there is someone by mistake put a homage underneath.
Yeah.
So to reach the homage, I have to move all the others. So what to go? How to?
They're considered mixed.
Fine, mixed.
So you take, if you want the chumash, you take the chumash out, and you open it and read a line from it.
No, I want to read the chumash.
Yes, so take it out. The chumash is considered the good item.
The chumash is underneath the others.
I understand. So you hold the other ones in their place.
Yeah.
You remove the sefer that you want to read. That's taking good from the bad. Yeah, you take the chumash is considered the good, and the other sforim you don't want is considered the psoilis.
Okay.
So you're taking the good from the bad, and you do it, and straight away you did it with your hand, and straight away you're learning from it.
Yes.
So that's okay.
Fine. Okay. No. When someone is feeding animals, and the food is mixed, you have a dog and you have a cow or whatever, and the food is mixed. How to go about that?
Are you feeding the dog now, or are you feeding your cat, your
both
cow?
Both of them are hungry. This is the time for feeding them.
So, and all the food is made in the mixture?
No. I mean, they are mixed. I mean, someone brought to you and in
a big,
yeah.
So you take what the dogs like eating? The bone.
Bones and meat.
So you take the bone. I suppose it's not muksa because it's expected you're going to give it for the dog.
Yeah.
You take the bone, put it over here for the dog. What do the cows like eating? Grass.
Grass.
Thank you. They can eat the grass by themselves. They don't need you to give you the grass.
Yeah, okay. You have to be careful. The dog doesn't eat the cow because it's always staying hard, can't you?
When you have lettuce, the outer leaves are bad, and you want the inside ones. Rabbi Ishaq said to me, you take the good and the bad together, and then afterwards you can remove the good from the bad.
Who said this to you?
Rabbi Ishaq.
So listen to Rabbi Yitzchak.
No. I want to ask, and because yeah. I want to know, and because if someone comes to the sequence of events that someone likes to follow, he will take the bad ones and throw them away, and then take the good, which is not Shabbat, not the halakha for Shabbat. So I have to remove the good and the bad together, and then afterwards separate the good from it.
He's talking about in a mixture, yeah?
No, mixture. You have the whole trunk.
I see. Okay, so according to the Chofetz Chaim,
yeah.
Marana Chofetz Chaim from Radin,
yeah.
Mishnah Brura, he holds you could actually remove the bad leaves from the good leaves in this scenario. Just like you can peel.
Ask
Rabbi Yitzchak, can you peel an orange on Shabbos?
Why not?
You're removing the bad
from
the. Oh! So he says this is also Terech Achila. Although
fine.
You're removing. Yeah.
Fine, we come to the main question.
Okay.
There's
one point, but the mice said this thing up moving so this all together needs not so really simple to do it.
I don't know what Rabbi Yitzchak says.
Okay.
I don't have to answer Rabbi Yitzchak.
To do things for later.
Yeah.
Okay. If the lady is feeding the child for later, the child needs to be fed in our time. And you have guests coming, could be now, or I don't know, could be 2 hours time, something like that. Now, you want, or the wife wants to prepare things and to be free for her son to feed him. So she has to do things for later. Could this be done?
No, that's... Yeah, we have to discuss the food itself and ignore all external...
No, she said for later. He cannot prepare for later.
That's right.
Now she's preparing for later.
That's right. That's not right, because she's preparing for later. How long does it take to prepare such a meal?
I don't know.
If the son would not be here, how long would it take to prepare the meal?
I'm about the principle. She needs to feed her baby afterwards.
Yeah.
Okay.
What time is the Su'udath Shabbat for the visitors?
Fine. Say 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
Fine.
How long does it take to prepare for the Su'udath Shabbat, assuming there's no children around, normal scenario? How long does it take to prepare?
20 minutes.
Thank you very much.
It could be.
I don't know. I mean,
an hour.
20 minutes to an hour.
Right. If it takes an hour, so so anybody can begin preparing the surah at 3 o'clock. If she's got
so the same principle. So if she has to feed her son at 5 o'clock, so she could prepare them now and be ready for her son.
How long does it take to prepare for?
Preparing for later.
I don't understand. Does the son need preparation for as well?
No. I mean, it could be he's dirty, could be whatever, but he needs to be fed. Now, she needs to prepare the food for the guests.
So she should do that between 3 and 4.
Okay, now there's something else about eating fish. I understand that there is mahalokah between us and you. For you say you have to take You have to take the whole bit in your mouth, and afterwards take the bones out. Okay, although Ibn Ishaq says derech achila, and I'm going to discuss this, I had a case when I was working in Basra. A lady came to me. You know, the floor of the mouth is extremely delicate tissue, extremely delicate. And she said to me, a bone of a fish went down into the tissues. So till she came to me, an hour time and whatever, I could not find anything. I mean, could not feel. So I had to open whatever to find where the bone is. Anyway, what? How to go about this?
Was she Sephardi?
She's a Muslim.
What's the question? Is the question not to take it from the mouth?
No. I mean, the question is, if I follow the Ramah, so I have to take the whole chunk into my mouth and then take the bones out. I'm going to finish high, says, then I want to do it like this, I want to do it like that. Now, I brought something from practical experience. That a lady was eating, and a bone, some of them are even finer than...
So what are you suggesting? You're saying that we can't eat such fish on Shabbos?
No. I mean, no.
You can't transgress in Sabayu because you've got a certain sensitivity. It's too bad. So you'll have to have filter fish.
What about the bear?
Ground up bone.
What about the bear?
So you won't have such fish?
It's fine.
Okay, fine.
It's fine.
So just have the filter fish in there.
If they eat without sugar, why do I eat it? But when it comes full with sugar and on top there is a carrot that is full with sugar, so I don't know how to
They don't.
That was a good one.
They don't have filter fish swimming in the sea, in the Tigris.
Oh, and then you're
if fruit fell on the ground, you take up the fruit from the pebbles and everything.
It's a
but he doesn't say what to do with the fruit if the fruit has got dirt on it. He doesn't
say
about washing.
We'll have to come. No, that's fine. That's fine. Because people continue to learn here. It's fine.
Just the other thing, you're the only thing. I would ask you, any kaleb which has holes in it is a kaleb bari.
Right. Sivkos and hay. So anything needed for this meal, even the dessert, may be prepared before the meal, close to the meal. Sivkos and hay. Says an interesting Mishnah Brura, V'im kavanosai kidei sheishtayer gam achasuda. A person's preparing a fruit platter for dessert, and he plans to make more than necessary, so be able to have not just enough for Shabbos morning, also to have enough for Shabbos Shuddos. And he's doing this just before Shabbos morning meal. He also he wants to be able to have fruit during the afternoon, or fruit for Shabbos Shuddos. Chayev chatos. All the extra which is being selected, not for this meal, chayev chatos. There's no hesed like mar b'shiurim or anything like that. You know, since I'm anyway doing some for this meal, I can do more. No such thing. However, if you prepare a salad for this meal and there's some left over, that doesn't matter, because you've selected that which you selected was done on good trust, because you wanted to plan to eat whatever you selected, the entire item for the meal. The poskim say, I think the Ben Ishchai writes, that you don't have to scrimp, or skimp is the word.
What is
it? Scrimp?
Scrimp is the word.
Thank you. So what's a skimp?
What does it mean?
It means to be very. One doesn't have to be careful and only select the exact minimum he's going to need for the meal. Let's say he has visitors, and a lady has visitors, you want to make sure there's plenty, enough, which is more than just what they're going to need. You want to make sure that it doesn't look. You're shortchanging them. You don't want to look that you've just made enough.
So, the percentage of food available?
That's right. Let's say you know only 50% of the food has been available, but you want to make choice, you want to make selection, you want people to feel they can eat whatever they want. So all that is considered necessary for this meal. It's not, and although you'll know inevitably there's going to be left over for Shalosh Shuddos, so dash l'shif, that doesn't matter, because it was all needed for this meal, albeit perhaps not all to, it was not all going to be eaten, but it was all needed in order to set this meal and to ensure that this meal was suitable for the people who were there. Okay. Right, this is cotton wool. You can even select for other people. Ratzolai, massive cotton buff. To echad yachol livra, one person can select. Add korban asuda for all the family members for anybody's eating. And this is not an issur of bayra. That's how people prepare food. It's for everybody who's going to be eating. Even if he's not eating at all with them, it's also permitted. It's selecting for others who are going to eat now. Ah, you're going to ask me the Rama said the word imoy. Huh? Did you see the word say the word imoy? Huh?
Yes.
But afilo acherim oichlim imoy. Yeah? Which implies only if the person is also eating with them, they're eating with him. That's that word is not to be taken at face value. Prepare for people. Whoever's planning to eat now, that's fine even if you're eating with them. Now, what about to prepare food for your animals? If you have any animals, and the animals' food is mixed with other items, and obviously you want to take oichum and apsoiles, you're not using a keli, but is that considered samachul suda? Because the animals are eating. So I can hear Baskoil saying that's okay. And obviously the Baskoil, Ben Koil knows the bialocha hekate lechel alta. You see the Kedechalechal Alta? Kedechalechal Alta, you got it? To be Alocha, the second be Alocha down, just the one liner. Aronofsky have with the be Alocha? Ba'afilu Beira Rak Kedechalechal, Behemo, Oifus, the Alta, Gam Kain Shori. Even just to prepare for the animals, is also fine. Right. Sifkot and Zion, Livra Hayorok. Now, we're discussing here a mixture of lettuce leaves. Some of them are edible, healthy, and some of them are damaged. So the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch, told us you must remove from this bowl only the good ones from the bad ones, obviously, and you do it with your hand, and must be done. Samchal Suda. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the Cotton Zayin, the Dafka Baifen Zeh, to have oichum and apsoilus, when we only remove the good lettuce leaves from the bad lettuce leaves. Avaloi lehepach, not to remove the bad lettuce leaves from the good lettuce leaves. Little ha'avlim ha'am ufashim, now to remove the bad ones, the damaged ones, from the good ones, is boir apsoilus from oichum v'chayim. Va'afilim ein ha'olin halalu apsoilus gomor. Now, this is a very important point. There's different types of mixtures. Sometimes you can have a mixture of an item which is good and an item which is completely inedible. For example, bad leaves which you can't eat at all or very difficult to eat. You know, nobody would eat them, generally speaking, and good leaves. That is considered a mixture min ha-Torah. Therefore, to make a selection in such a mixture is prohibited min ha-Torah. Sometimes you can have good leaves which are mixed in a bowl with not such good leaves. Leaves which you'd only eat when under pressure. You know, if you'd have nothing else, you'd eat them. But they are edible. That's considered a taruvus midrabono. That's only considered mixed midrabono. And to select from that mixture is only an issur rabono. Therefore, Mishnah Berurah says, "V'afilim ein ha'alin halalu b'soides gomor." I'm on the first wide line. Mishnah Berurah. Even if the leaves are not absolutely inedible, they are edible at a push. Push comes to shove. Edible. "V'afilochi." Nevertheless, yeshis of our midrabonim. Midrabonim may not make such a selection. To mechsek b'ayir b'soides min oichon. That midrabonim looks like b'ayir, and therefore it may not be done. Said the Mishnah Berurah, "Kochen ches min ha'olin." For I didn't simply like shemunach l'fanof kitni ois eshapirus v'yeshvem tolamu fashim. You have nuts, you have beans, you have other fruit, and some of them are inedible. It's considered a mixture. One has to be careful how one makes a selection. Chaim pirus or fruit shenoflin oris, they fall on the ground v'nisarvu b'afra tzeros, they mix with earth and stones. Yizayah, thank you shle yivra b'yodoy, only to select with one's hands. Rak mashasarach v'esasoda, also only what one needs to eat now. Shos leichel tekev v'yoseh, not more than one plans to eat now. V'gam yizayah, and of course the third tonight, she yivra dafka hoichem n'apsoides, so we'll take that item which one needs, rather than removing the item which one doesn't need, psoides min ha'oichel. And as I mentioned to you before, that the discussion here with leaves is a discussion of mixture of leaves in a bowl. If, however, you have bad leaves on the outside, let's say, of a lettuce, and you want to remove those bad leaves to be able to eat the lettuce inside, so that is not is permitted, although one is removing the bad from the good. Nevertheless, it's considered permitted because that is the way this item is expected to be eaten.
Like
peeling an orange, that's right. That's the way the item is expected to be eaten, provided it's done straight away and it's done with one's hand. It's permitted, it's still considered a derech achila. And that the Bi'alocha points out, the important Bi'alocha, if you can just have another quick peep. Bi'alocha said, Minha Island Hamble Foshan, about four Bi'alochas down, about nine lines down the Bi'alocha, Minha Island Hamble Foshan. So Bi'alocha, but even Breira Yezui Yeshchilok, he's discussing these leaves. Dimhim Olim Ufrodim, if it's leaves are independent of each other, Yavala Hatayim Yanecha Mushfashim, then one selects the good from the bad. Which Gosmogan of Ram, the Ramos told us, Aval, Himhim Klochim, if they're like a stalk, Hagun Chazeres, like lettuce, Sha'alin Mibachutim Ufoshim, if you have a lettuce which is still attached, then the external leaves are inedible, as Yosef Moitzam Ufoshim, then one removes, one may actually remove the bad external leaves to have a kmesa klipa l'teich, which is considered removing the bad item in order to get to a good item inside, like peeling. And the Bi'alocha says, "Delav derech breira rakusach namachal," considered fixing the oichel rather than an act of correcting the psoiles. I'm going to do one more seif, and then we're going to have a very important point to add. The what, Sif Beis, yeah? Yeah, but it's a very important point I must add at the end of the Sif Beis. Important point. Haboyre, says from Shulchan Aruch, somebody who selects, Oich Metech of Psoid, it's good from the bad, Beyodah with his hand, Lanicha, Afilah B'Rebiyoyim, but he's doing it not for the for the present time, he's doing it for later in the day. Nice Kaboyre, Oich, that's an act of Boyre, which is a professional act of Boyre, Boyre which is not Derech Achila, and v'chayev and hon has transgressed an issa boira. It's a boira la'oitza, meaning a boira which is just to store an item for later, not for eating now. Tivkot and tes, ayuchot ha'chav psoides. The psoides n'taych ha'yuchot, to remove bad from the good. Afil al ha'chayev, one can't do so even for straight away. Kid ha'mei, as we'll see later, we've learned this already. Mashakos ha'b'yodoy hu'atin, k'nein v'tamchoy, even to use an item which is a k'nein v'tamchoy, an unusual a item which is not designated for breira, it's also a chiev if one does so la'achazman. So here you see that's the point that I said before. Kunoin v'tamchoy doesn't just mean it's kilachayad. If kunoin v'tamchoy meant kilachayad, then even if you did it lachazman, it would only be asum drabonon. That's not the point. Kunoin v'tamchoy, the nekuta is, the point is that it's not an item which is generally used for breira if it's asum drabonon. But if you do psoides min ha'oichel, you're going to be chayiv because you're taking psoides min ha'oichel. Sivkot and yod, that was all part of the brackets which we said before. So if you didn't cut the brackets before, it doesn't matter if you didn't cut that. Sivkot and yod, nice, huh? The to select for later on in the day is a forbidden act of boire. The rov inyani breirahul al achazman, generally during the week, a simple act of selection is done for later on. The le'alta, for now, to eat now, derech machlu livra oichem apsoides b'sachila, a person will take that which he wants from that which he doesn't want oichem apsoides. Also derech livra, b'chodav afir b'yodoy, if it's done as a professional activity, could also be done with his hand, but it's still prohibited because it's done l'achazman b'choshkin. But it's also, of course, it's also because he transgressed both things: it's l'achazman and it's the cane. And a dimu boir benapa b'kfara, if he's using, however, a keli which is designated for it, loy shubsoes an oichel the minka milsa shem breiri afil al tachayev. So the Mishnah Berurah is telling us that again, he's reiterating that to use a keli, napa kfara is also psoes an oichel is also. And then, and that those two are also, even if it's done for straight away. So again, the Shulchan Aruch is telling us this boyer may not be transgressed la'achazman. Mishnah Berurah is adding, of course, if you're doing it for straight away, it's also if you're doing it either with a keli or you're doing the person removes the psoides from an oichel, as we've seen already. So God and Yodalef for chayev to make a breider for later on in the day is a chiyev on Shabbos. Al kain, therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, Yeshadon should be careful. Mashanegim oedim rochin up solim b'chaymes. There's an old Jewish Ashkenazic custom to eat onions with onions and vinegar. Le'ezer tikkun machal suda shlishis. We use it specially for suda shlishis special. What do they do? A boy in ha'olam must be careful not to remove the, even before he removes the good leaves, ha'toivim min ha'kumush namutulam, from the bad leaves. Yeah, that's fine, taking the good from the bad, but be careful, should he ask for that? So the one, it may only be performed close to when a person is beginning to eat. Of course, one should never remove the bad from the good, even if it is some suda, commercial kasavnis for cotton zayin. And therefore, because of this, no shilta gibayim, kosher to bayim, right? For noag, lahochin, zemiyar of Shabbos, it should be prepared before Shabbos. The kosher is all binin yabrira, but it's difficult not to affect the selection when one's preparing this item, unless one plans to prepare it just before the suda, and take oichel for psoiles, it should be done before Shabbos. And similarly, in fact, it's quite obvious also, for example, if the betzalim, the onions, are mixed with other fruit, not just the peeling of the betzalim, but if the... not just the preparation of the betzalim, if it involves the peeling, for example, the betzalim, it has to be done samach l'suda, but even, let's say, the selection of those betzalim, if it's mixed with other fruit and veg, has to also be done close to the eating of the food item. That's obvious, it's all act of selection. Yeah, so therefore, Shulchan Aruch told us to either prepare before Shabbos or prepare just before the Suda, taking Oichum and Apsoides. Somebody's careful to do it before Shabbos, a blessing will be on his head. Says Elin Abba, Mikol Mokhin, of Lesson, Limchas, we have Makilim, Lechin, and Shabbos, you can prepare it on Shabbos. Just be careful to take the Oichum from the Apsoides. Now, a very important point, which seems to be overlooked by the Mishnah Berurah, is what is called samach l'suda. How close to a meal is considered close to the meal, or how close to the eating of the item or the usage of the item is considered close enough there won't be a transgression of boira. So I think Rav Moshe writes, as you're saying, and which we're used to this, that this idea of boira alta means a person's is doing a selection in the amount of time, which is generally the time, the preparation time, just before a meal. If you have a normal Shabbos meal, that takes, let's say, an hour to prepare, to set the table and to prepare everything. So then, anything done within the hour is considered boira samach l'suda. It's interesting, the Chofetz Chaim doesn't give us any clear guidance on this, at least not on Hilchos Boira. There's a little mashmois in Hilchos Yom Kippur, believe it or not, but otherwise there's no real guidance here. The Rav Moshe writes, as we're saying, boira samach l'suda is anything which is done just before a suda. Similarly, as many poskim say, like this, Rafal learns like this as well. And it would appear from the stima of the Mishnah Berurah, the fact he doesn't give a sort of, if you don't mind, thank you, in fact he doesn't give a fixed, defined period of time, like half an hour, or he doesn't give any definition, so it would appear that he holds anything, also that he would also hold anything which is samach l'suda, is what we would call samach l'suda, whatever is generally needed in order to prepare for this meal, that's considered samach l'suda.
How many people you've got? You're sitting at Shalashudas for 100 people, there's no, you could say half an hour, you might need an hour, I don't know, I'm just giving you an example.
Right.
If you're only setting for 2-3 people,
yes,
you don't need a half an hour, you only need
if
10
If you're just
minutes.
Peeling an apple, it also involves boira, it has to be done samach l'suda, okay. It takes 2 minutes.
Peeling an apple cannot be done with yarn, you can only do it with a keli, a knife.
We'll have to learn about how to peel the... let's say orange, if you exactly.
Yeah.
I can't peel
it. Right, Pinchas Aaron.
I once saw in the peaches part of the Hamadiyah.
Yeah.
I saw an idea of using a colander by underneath an ice bucket.
A colander?
A colander.
Colander?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To separate the ice from the water. So you'd have to do that on Shabbos.
Ice and water, you put it into a colander and water that drips through it.
As it defrosts.
Even though ice and water are made out of the same.
I think the liquid is becoming separate from the ice. Ice and liquid is completely different. Somebody wants to have ice, doesn't want water. Somebody wants water, doesn't want ice.
That's
considered.
Yes.
Yeah, but there the brewer is being done because he just wants the colour of the egg. Yeah. I would have thought that's boira because ice and water might be intrinsically the same thing, H2O. Is that right? But you want completely different purposes.
I have a similar liquid in this. What's your cotton zayin?
Yes.
Cotton zayin seems to imply that you're talking about things which are clearly not oichon. But in fact, if you have two different fruits, which are both of them very edible and very instantly edible, like you said, raisins and nuts.
That's
it's boira to separate the raisins and the nuts.
If you only want
one of them.
How do you know that?
Mm-hmm. We're going to see it.
Because I'll see
on.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
It says it explicitly
I didn't comment on that because we haven't come to it
That's
yet.
Right. We'll see tomorrow.
It says it explicitly in the first Seif.
name of
Membamina.
Yeah. Yeah, it says Membamina. Yeah.
I would have thought a colander is called a cable shamata.
Why
is
you like a plate? Just something like a plate. Is that a plate?
A plate is a plate.
No, well, we need to spar him.
The Taz says so. The Taz Mechadash applied to spar him. The Archon, who knows the Meachol, who doesn't, but then he accepts
his work.
Any other item which is not food, yeah, but the post can say, most of Meach, I think, to disagree.
I mean, it's a take on.
The Taz.
Be careful not to.
The place can take on like this. Yeah, but how about.
Sorry? Is that like a hammer? It's a way you can do it.
Yeah.
I've had a.
Now, the three conditions that I understood, that if you are picking up things from a collection, or it should be done by hand, and for the same sa'uda, no. These are the conditions, right?
And to take the good from the bad.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Now, there are a few things. I see sometimes people, they have a spoon. When I go, people want to give me meat in the Jordan. I don't want meat. So what they do is, what they do is, they have a spoon with big holes and they take things. So they take the preferable from the gravy or from the meat. Is this mutar?
It's a very good question. We'll have to come to Kaylee. We'll learn. But as Rav Hashem, we will learn about Kaylee.
Okay, this is one. Second thing, about choosing the books, why should this be Brera?
Why should it not be Brera?
Why?
It's a mixture. If the book, I'm not discussing books on a shelf.
You, a big pile.
You know, like you come in sometimes in this into this room.
Why should you have them
see a
in
big
a pile?
Pile?
You have them in. Fine.
So we're not.
No.
Tell you why. You
now you have all Mishnah Brurahs, and there is someone by mistake put a homage underneath.
Yeah.
So to reach the homage, I have to move all the others. So what to go? How to
they're
go?
They're considered
about?
Mixed.
Fine, mixed.
So you take, if you want the chumash, you take the chumash out, and you open it and read a line from it.
No, I want to read the chumash.
Yes, so take it out. The chumash is considered the good
but
item.
The chumash is underneath the others.
I understand. So you hold the other ones in their place.
Yeah.
You remove the sefer that you want to read. That's taking good from the bad. Yeah, you take the chumash is considered the good, and the other svarim you don't want is considered the psoiles.
Okay.
So you've taken the good from the bad, and you do it, and straight away you did it with your hand, and straight away you're learning from it.
Yeah.
So that's okay.
Fine. Okay. No. When someone is feeding animals. And the food is mixed. You have a dog and you have a cow or whatever. And the food is mixed. How to go about that?
Are you feeding the dog now or are you feeding your cat, your
both
cow?
Both of them are hungry. This is the time for feeding them.
So, and all the food is made in the mixture?
No. I mean, they are mixed. I mean, someone brought to you and in a big...
So you take... What are dogs like eating? The bone?
Bones and meat.
So you take the bone. I suppose it's not muksa because it's expected you're going to use give it for the dog.
Yeah.
You take the bone... Put it over here for the dog. What do cows like eating? Grass?
Grass. Okay.
Thank you. They can eat the grass by themselves. They don't need you to give you the grass.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Be careful.
The
dog doesn't eat the cow because
it's very
scared
of Hagadiyah.
Okay. Now
when you have
lettuce. The cat
is the cake,
no. You say Hagadiyah, Eliyahu?
Yeah, yeah.
You sing Hagadiyah,
you're
spouting, missing it? Yeah.
But it's the cow with the
dog. Now when you have lettuce.
Yeah.
When you have lettuce, the outer leaves are bad. And you want the inside ones. Rabbi Ishaq said to me, you take the good and the bad together, and then afterwards you can remove the good from the bad.
Who said this to you?
Rabbi Ishaq.
So listen to what Rabbi Ishaq says.
No. I want to ask, I want to know. And because if someone comes to the sequence of events that someone likes to follow, he will take the bad ones and throw them away, and then take the good. Which is not Shabbat. So I have to remove the good and the bad together, and then afterwards take separate the good from it.
He's talking when in a mixture, yeah?
No, mixture. You have the whole trunk.
I see. Okay. So according to the Chofetz Chaim, Maran Chofetz Chaim from Radin, Mishnah Brura, he holds you could actually remove the bad leaves from the good leaves in this scenario. just like you can peel. Can you peel an orange on Shabbos?
Why not?
You're removing the bad.
Oh,
so he says this is also Terech Achila. Although
fine.
You're removing, yeah.
Fine. We come to the main question.
Okay.
Okay. Now, there's
one point, but the Maaser, this thing, together needs lots of rules simple to do it.
I don't know what Rabbi Yitzchaki says.
Yeah, okay.
I don't have to answer Rabbi Yitzchaki.
To do things for later.
Yeah.
Okay. If the lady is feeding the child for later, the child needs to be fed in our time, and you have guests coming, could be now, or I don't know, could be 2 hours time, something like that. Now you want, or the wife wants to prepare things. And to be free for her son to feed him. So she has to do things for later. Could this be done?
No, that's yeah, we have to discuss the food itself and ignore all external.
No. She said for later. He cannot prepare for later.
That's right.
Now she's preparing for later.
That's right. That's not right, because she's preparing for later. How long does it take to prepare such a meal?
I don't know.
If the son would not be here, how long would it take to prepare the meal?
I'm sure about the principle. She needs to feed her baby afterwards.
Yeah.
Okay.
What time? Now, also, what time is the Sudaf Shabbat for the visitors?
Fine. Say 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
Fine.
How long does it take to prepare for the Sudaf Shabbat? Assuming there's no children around, normal scenario. How long does it take to prepare?
20 minutes.
Thank you very much.
Meditate to you.
It could be. I don't know. I mean,
an hour.
20 minutes to an hour.
Right. If it takes an hour, so anybody can begin preparing the suda at 3 o'clock. If she's got
so the same principle. If she has to feed her son at 5 o'clock, so she could prepare them now and be ready for her son.
How long does it take to prepare?
She's preparing for later.
I don't understand. Does the son need preparation for as well?
No. I mean, it could be he's dirty, could be whatever, but he needs to be fed. Now, she needs to prepare the food for the guests.
So she should do that between 3 and 4.
Okay, now there's something else about eating fish. I understand that there is mahalokah between us and you. For you say you have to take the whole bit in your mouth, and afterwards take the bones out. Okay, although Ben Ishai says derech achila, and I'm going to discuss this, I had a case when I was working in Basra. A lady came to me. You know, the floor of the mouth is extremely delicate tissue, extremely delicate. And she said to me, a bone of a fish went down into the tissues. So till she came to me, an hour time and whatever, I could not find anything. I mean, could not feel. So I had to open whatever to find where the bone is. Anyway, so what? How to go about this?
But she's Sephardi.
She's a Muslim.
What was the question? You question me not to take it from mouth.
No. I mean, the question is, if I follow the Ramah, so I have to take the whole chunk into my mouth and then take the bones out. I got to finish high, says, then I want to do it like this, I want to do it like that. Now, I brought something from practical experience. That a lady was eating, and a bone, some of them are even finer than...
So what are you suggesting? You're saying that we can't eat such fish on Shabbos?
No. I mean, no.
You can't transgress in Sabayu because you've got a certain sensitivity. It's too bad. So you'll have to have all the filter fish. The filter fish is in the pot, ground up over there. So you won't have such fish.
It's time.
Okay,
fine. It's time
for time. So there's no filter fish in there.
If they do it without sugar, why do I eat it? But when it comes full with sugar and on top there is a carrot that is full with sugar, so I don't know how to do
it. They don't.
That was a good one.
They don't have gefilte fish swimming in the sea, in the Tigris.
Oh, and then you're very deep.
maybe not tomorrow. Mishmur doesn't say that if the fruit fell on the ground, you take up the fruit from the pebbles and everything.
It's a
good idea. But he doesn't say what to do with the fruit if the fruit has got dirt on it.
We'll have to come.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, that's fine. It's fine because people continue to learn here. It's fine.
Just the other thing, yeah, you're only saying, I really want to be able to, any Kaylee which has holes in it is a Kaylee Burry.